Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A pall, a shadow, darkness has fallen over the Boston sports landscape in light of the Jason Tatum injury in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Red Sox and Rafi Devers can't get out of their own dramatic and dysfunctional ways. Who will possibly save us?
Could it be the big left tackle who was taken 4th overall out of LSU and your New England Patriots?
We're here to find out today, because only one guy had the perfect profile of your new perfect Mike Vrabel Patriot. It's our guy, Andrew Callahan from the Boston Herald, coming up next on A Fresh Six Rings. Let's go.
Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. 1, 2, 3, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. All the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri boots a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Did you ever think, Andrew Callahan, that you would be the guy that would be brought on the podcast as the hero we didn't know that we needed, but that we deserved, bringing us the profile, the information, and all the good stuff from rookie minicamp, your piece on Will Campbell and more during this dark time? Tatum's done. The Celtics are cooked. The Sox suck. And the Bruins are an afterthought in the Boston sports landscape. And yet, I finished rereading your piece that you put together that was published on Monday, the 12th of May in the Boston Herald, because I like to fancy it up when you write nice profile pieces like this. I read that, and it just dovetailed nicely into my overriding feeling. My predominant feeling so far on the Patriots this spring has been, it's fun to talk Patriots again. And there's actually hope in the air. And, one soundbite at a time. I tell you, he continues to win over Patriots Nation. But after reading this, I'm ready to get the whole damn family 66 jerseys, brother. It was awesome. Anyway, Andrew Callahan joins us here on the podcast, folks. How you doing, my guy?
Thank you, Fitzy. And look, you know, Mama always said that laughter was the best medicine.
unless it's a torn Achilles, then you need to write about football. So here I am with your profile, Will Campbell. This was a couple weeks in the making, and everybody that I talked to just had the best things to say about Will. So you try to balance that out, right? Like, this is the time of year to get the flowery stories about the rookies and all the great things mm-hmm. they've done and the plays they've made. I always want to get to who they are and why. And it took a while, but I think we got there with Will.
Yeah, my favorite piece. It's a long read. I mean, I guess if it was on Medium or Substack, it would probably tell you, like, this is a 13-minute read, or prepare to actually sit down and consume this.
Yeah, read this at 1.5 speed. You know, it's like 10, 12 minutes.
By the way, side note, just like a general dude thought, I don't do podcasts. Some people are like, I got to consume more content, bro. I got to get as many pods in as I can during a day while I'm crushing 200 grams of protein and, you know, working out from my under desk treadmill. Like, knock it off. Articles are meant to be read at leisure. Podcasts are meant to be listened to and enjoyed. Like, for all the words that I practice, no word economy, but like 1.5 speed, 2 speed, that's cheat code. I mean, come on. At that point, just read the Cliff's Notes, for God's sakes.
I'm a 1.25 guy, but I think it's made me an already fast talker speak even more quickly on my podcast, so that people leave like every third comment, hey, this is great. Can you just like slow down? Where are you going? Why are you doing podcasts before you have to go to the grocery store? Because you're just talking so fast. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
I already speak too quickly, and I don't even know the next word that's going to come out of my mouth in the first place. So I don't want to do that to anybody. But anyway, so... great piece in the Herald, the inside story of how Will Campbell became the Patriots' first round draft pick. You get to learn about his upbringing, his high school, his parents, where he grew up, just the color of his character and why the Patriots fell in love with him. But as obviously this has been such a huge need for the Patriots for the longest time, Callahan, there still was that little bit of unrest or discomfort in the air this spring, because we kept hearing, oh, his arms are too short. Oh, everyone kept saying, like, that's a real thing. Like, Chris Long talked about it on Greenlight. All these different analysts kept saying, like, oh, no, he's got the motor. He's got the drive. He's got the attitude. He's got the trunk. He's got the power. Everything except, like, the short arms. He's going to be Peter Skoronski too, you know, Titans guard Boogaloo. But Vrabel seemed hellbent on something about this guy. And before you get into how you felt putting this piece together, I just want to highlight my favorite piece. This is a bit of a cliffhanger that he writes, because Callahan is such an auteur at this point now. It doesn't just put together standard piece. This teases something you need to hit later in the piece. He writes, Vrabel wanted to feel Campbell, his violence and grit, to learn what drives a man beyond destiny, to find out if he could break it, to determine whether Campbell can help power the Patriots back to the place he believes they belong. So Vrabel, still around 6'4 and 261, as he was listed during his days as an outside linebacker. Podcast host note, no way he's 261. Get out of here. Wrapped a yellow blocking pad with straps around his torso. After some pleasantries, he ordered Campbell to hit him, block him, fight him. A crowd of curious, fresh-faced LSU players gathered 20 yards away with Campbell's former position coach, Brad Davis. More than anyone standing in that group, Davis understood what was coming. No spectator said a word in silence of reverence. Everybody understood what was at stake, Davis said. Vrabel beckoned. Let's go. I mean, my God. This guy was like made to be a Patriot. Is he like the lost son of Vrabel? Like, he's such a football guy. And then you get to that soundbite the other day, you know, the fun will come later. That's the new mantra and rally cry for the team this fall. Give me a little bit more all about this kid.
Yeah, so it was interesting, Fizzy. There were two things that kept coming up for me. And one of them was, as I approached someone within the team before the piece came out, I'm like, hey, I've heard from people in the front office, people who were around Will during the process, like, you guys fell in love with him. Was that true? This person paused and was like, yeah, I think that's fair. And yeah. In the piece, that comes across as like, this is a Mike Vrabel guy. Like, that's what I wrote draft night. He's here because he feels the biggest position in need, obviously, left tackle. And then he's also someone that, like, if Mike Vrabel had a love child in Louisiana, it would be Will Campbell. Now, you also learn that Will, as I talked to people, again, who covered him, like other sports writers down there, you know, I talked to his parents, I talked to teachers, his old coaches, people at LSU, like, what is it about him? They say, number one, he's the most Louisiana person that you'll know.
And you see that. Honestly, didn't he talk about bringing Tony, what is it, Tony, you know, it's not Zatarain's, it's Tony Chachuli or whatever it is, like, there's a particular chef. and he makes these spices. He's like kind of a crazier version of Emeril Lagasse, if you can imagine. And he wants to actually buy a bunch of these spice mixes and bring them up so that he can put that on his lobster and his chowder and everything else. No joke. I mean, he is literally, he's literally the water boy, except instead of getting the quarterback, he protects him.
So he is a fifth generation Louisianan. His mother sat in the same seats, like the literal same box at high school football games as her mother, Will's grandmother, and Will's great grandmother. Like, that's how deep those roots run in the land where they live in Monroe, which is also, as I write earlier in that piece, like the soil underneath their family tree. That's what it is. And you mentioned that those spices, they went out to a place called Phil's in Baton Rouge after the workout, 2 hours back room. Like, Campbell, the guy being interviewed, took out Mike Vrabel and Elliot Wolf and Ryan Cowden and three other guys who went down there from the Patriots to his favorite place where they used to host the Campbells all the time. So this is a guy who hunts ducks and deer and alligator, plays football, loves his family. And that's kind of it, which sometimes with stories makes it a little bit more complicated. Like, how is this going to be compelling? And you never want to invent stuff, obviously, especially with profiles, right? Like, I like to think, what would someone write about me? It better be true as true gets. But with Will, there were more layers to this. You get into the passing of his cousin. He's not just a big kid. He's not just a kid from Louisiana. Like, he has this kind of drive that even his position coach, Brad Davis, who you mentioned as you're reading the piece there, says, what am I not putting into my sons? Brad Davis has two sons, and he looks at Will and goes, I don't know what it is. There's something there. And to me, it's a combination of the upbringing, the generations of being in Louisiana, and then the things he endured throughout his life before he got to Foxborough that just makes him not want to quit. When he said, Fitzy, that he would die for Drake May, every single person I talked to said that was real. This was not a soundbite. That is who he is.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I led the charge. I was one of the many who said, you know, I don't know if this guy is it. If you have a fourth round draft, if you have a fourth overall pick, you have to absolutely nail it. You can't afford to pick a tackle who's going to be a guard one day, when the glaring need of left tackle has been screaming, presenting itself, calling out and crying for so long. You can't go through another year of Marshall Newhouse and Vidarian Lowe and Isaiah Wynn and all the other people that have been going through the turnstile at the hobo rumble that has been the Patriots offensive line for the better part of the last half decade. But everything about this guy, just, he screams, refuse to lose. He just is all about, literally, you know, pardon the pun, but like, it's like, he's a will where there's a will, there's a way, there's a will to win type of guy. And reading this piece, you know, to when all the good things he did, like when his position coach didn't compliment him during a game when they were playing Alabama or
Florida.
Florida, right.
He scored 52 points.
Yeah, and he, like you said, he absolutely just annihilated every defender. Someone said, like, he just tried to kill everyone out there. Then he went up to that position coach after the game and said, is that good enough for you? And told him he would never withhold love from him again. Like, couldn't help it. It was so hard for him not to tell him how much he loved him during the – I'm telling you, he won – if I've been saying, if he soundbites, if he plays half as good as he soundbites, if his on-field effort is half what his character seems to be about, not only do they have their left tackle of the future, but now I'm starting to really see through this matrix of, like, leadership and character and what Mike Vrabel wants in the locker room, on the team and on the sidelines. People that just effing love football and love the camaraderie, love the fraternity, love the brotherhood, and want to get out there and be awesome together. That, to me, just as much as being able to, you know, deal with a speed rusher or a swim move or whatever, seems just as important.
Yeah, the off-field part is so important, not because I'm sitting here trying to justify the number 4 overall pick, because hand up, I was an Armand Membu guy. We invented Membu Corner at the event you and I did at BYC before the draft, and I'll get to that in a second. But the off-field part is, this kid was a captain at 19 at LSU. Like, you're talking NFL minor leagues, right, and committed the whole room and the facility. That the O-line coach I mentioned, Brad Davis, told me over the phone, I don't want to let him down. Like, Brad was afraid to hold him out even of one practice that year when he was a captain as a sophomore, and said, I just didn't tell him until the last second, so he had no option to react. And Will was pissed. He was like, I want to practice every single time that I can. But their sports science said, hey, you're running low on gas, we're going to hold you out. So if you're Mike Vrabel, what Will Campbell is not only, again, filling a positional need, which is really important. He is the rock upon which you are going to rebuild this culture. And I get that there are a lot of guys already here that could do that. Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, you go down the list. But when you make your first pick in your first year as head coach, this says everything about what you want and who you want to become. Now, whether or not he can do that at left tackle, the arm length is real. Like, that's going to factor in. But what this also said is the Patriots see him as the guy with the shortest wingspan of any offensive tackle at the combine since 2011. If he's going to be an exception to the NFL prototypes and height and weight and speed, you're a little bit too slow. You need to be exceptional in two areas. One, in your athleticism, which he is, and number two, with your competitive character. So this was diving more into the latter, because we have all the testing numbers. We know his 40, yada, yada. The competitive character piece absolutely is exceptional. Now it's just a matter of, are his feet and his hands quick enough to overcome that lack of length?
Yeah, and he strikes me as somebody who's willing to do that extra something. He is like the physical, shaggy-haired, you know,
it's beautiful salad. Fits. I'm so jealous.
Great. He's got great
pictures of the kid.
I've got amazing lettuce. He is going to be the Cajun spice. Well, you know, top perfect salad, crazy words, sling blade talking definition of whatever it takes. And that's what Mike Vrabel wants on this team. And I can see, you know, reading this, you know, how much all this means to him. You spent some time talking about the cousin that he lost and that he has set up, run pickleball tournaments and fundraisers, and keeps, you know, the memory of this, the 16-year-old Braddock Tarver, I believe his name was.
Tarver Braddock, excuse me.
Keeps his memory alive and how much he meant to him, and how Will understands, because he's had significant loss in his life, that, you know, all of this is fleeting. And so you have to make every moment count. So he's kind of almost like, you can see, like, he's like the kind of guy, he's not going to take a playoff. He's not going to take a game off. Because of how much all this stuff means to him. I've gone from, I'll admit, you were a Membu guy. I was draft Genty and then get maybe Ursary, trade back in. That was my plan. But I love everything about the way the Patriots have gone about this. I love everything Vrabel's doing. I'm trying to look for where's the flaw? Like, before we talk about rookie minicamp, where's the flaw in the design? What's the misstep? Like, is sure there could be the wingspan issue. Yeah, maybe he will be a guard in 2 or 3 years. I don't know. In which case, he's going to be the biggest Cajun talking Logan Mankins MF-er around town. What's the flaw in the design, or what should be worried about?
You know, I don't know how much there is about worry. Like, this was a kid, even people like me, who were like, that's a concern. I really like Membu. It's not that I dislike Will Campbell. I just don't have that question about the position change. But right. To your point, if he does slide into guard, this could be an all-pro kid in terms of the athleticism, the nastiness. He's really well-balanced in terms of his run blocking and pass protection. But it has to be the wingspan. right? Again, this is going to be historic outlier. And the way you compensate for that, like I made the very like loose, lazy comparison of, okay, think about Drew Brees, right? Like that was a quarterback in 2002 who was among the shortest ever to play the position. Oh, how can you overcompensate for, or just compensate for the height? Well, he was exceptionally accurate, smart, a fast processor, okay, and just won in all those ways. Will Campbell needs to be elite with his footwork and his hand placement and his strike and his ability to recover. The Patriots are betting that he will be, but again, that's still a bet. They might be wrong. They, at least the plan B is we'll just kick him inside and have to find someone else to tackle, which is not easy. You can't sign these guys. You have to trade for them or draft them. But right now, they feel good about it. And look, I'm a little bit more of a Will Campbell believer than I was before. He's an exceptional kid.
I'm with you all the way. And yeah, if they have to make a change, so be it. But at least they got a guy who wants to play football and wants to go about the business of football the way that Mike Vrabel wants to do business. And I think we're all falling in love. We're all falling in love with the way that Mike Vrabel wants to do that. So it's awesome. Now about the way that the Patriots went over through that plan. Sorry about my camera being a pain in the ass, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.